On Friday in Afghanistan, the Taliban government announced that schools were to reopen for boys, but girls would have to stay at home, at least until there's further clarity from the government about whether they can resume their education. Similarly, the new Taliban mayor of Kabul told female municipal workers to stay at home unless their jobs cannot be filled by a man. It is the latest restriction imposed on women of Afghanistan by the country's hardline new government. We can talk now to Mahbuba Siraj, co-founder of the Afghan Women's Network. Mahbuba, good morning and thank you for being with us again.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
How do the women of your network feel about these latest attacks on women's rights by the new Taliban government?
We are absolutely beside ourselves because we really don't know what to do, how to approach it, how to do this, how to make the Tariq-e-Taliban understand that what they are doing and what is happening is not good, not for the people of Afghanistan, but is not good for their future government or this government that they are forming or whatever it is. We cannot make them understand that. And that is becoming extremely frustrating for all of the Afghan women, really.
Can the women and the girls of Afghanistan, can the women and girls do anything to stop the suppression of their rights by the Taliban?
Well, you know, they are doing demonstrations, you know, like I'm sure you have seen or heard about it all over the world. They did that. But even those demonstrations, they were handled and they were dealt with such a harsh way and such a way that, you know, nobody has the, you know, because the girls that they were in those demonstrations, they're all targeted now. So nobody dares to go again on the streets and do a proper demonstration. So because the government, whatever they all announced that this whole thing is not, allowed in Afghanistan anymore. So nobody can do any demonstration. So we really don't know. But at the same time, then they are putting all of those girls, you know, from the university with those horrible abayas on their head and their heads all covered with that black thing. I don't know what that is, you know, and they're making them walk on the streets and they call those girls, they call themselves the Muslim girls. And they all keep on saying that they hate freedom. So, you know, it's like, it makes you wonder what on earth are these people talking about? Who is feeding them this?
Yes.
But this is what's happening. Yeah.
Tell me about the reaction then from the men, from the fathers, the husbands, the brothers of these women and girls. How do they feel about this suppression?
This is very, very interesting. What I have seen is like almost all of the men of Afghanistan, they are like stunned. You know, there is, I haven't seen any reaction from them, to tell you the truth. It's like they're all they're under a shock and everybody is just watching. You know, they're shocked and they're watching. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody's doing anything. Nothing. And sometimes I wonder and I say, well, maybe, you know, these people, they were always the Taliban, all of them were. And that's why they're so accepting of this whole thing, that they are not even opening their mouths. Nothing. No reaction from them.
Isn't it dangerous for you, too, to be speaking up about this?
You know, I have to. This is the only thing that I've got to do. This is my only weapon is this, that I have to speak because they are not. So if they are not talking, nobody's speaking. So what shall we do? Shall we start killing each other or shall we start shooting at each other? That's not what we want. We want to speak. We want to talk. We want to discuss. We want to come to some kind of an understanding. You know, we have to do that. It has to be done at the table, over or on the floor, over a cup of tea, the way we always do it.
There has been, as you mentioned, international condemnation of the Taliban for taking these actions against women, including here in Ireland, where there was demonstrations over the weekend. But would you like to see a stronger international response?
Definitely. But then at the same time, to tell you the honest truth, I don't know what that stronger international response is going to be. You know, because the first thing that it goes into my head is going to be some kind of a public sanction. And that's going to be horrible for Afghanistan. You know, we are going through such a difficult times we are going to such a, you know, there is going to be, winter is coming. We don't have proper, you know, food. We don't have anything. You know, we don't have any proper heat. The, all of these people, the poverty. I mean, the whole thing is like the human suffering of this is going to be much too much. So I really don't know. To tell you the honest truth, I don't know.
All right. Well,
I don't know how we can make them understand that we have to sit down and talk and really come up with some kind of a decision. Because honestly, at this point, even amongst the Taliban, their right hand does not know what their left hand is doing.
Mahbouba, nothing. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. That's Mahbouba Siraj, co-founder of the Afghan Women's Network, there speaking to us from